In Iran this weekend, 60 protesters were arrested in the northern city of Urumqi. They were demanding that the government prevent a looming environmental disaster. If that sounds unusual for Iran, well, it's an unusual situation. Iran's Lake Urumqi, the largest lake in the Middle East, is drying up. It's a saltwater lake, almost 100 miles long, and it's fallen victim to years of dam building, water diversions, and now a searing drought. Where there used to be water, there's now nothing but a thick crust of salt. That's putting millions of people at risk, according to Esmail Karam. He teaches environmental studies at the University of Tehran.
If this lake dries up, as a result of it, we shall have a storm of salt, and the wind will spread the salt over all the orchards, over all the farmlands, and all the water wells that people have been using for centuries will go bitter and eventually so sour that they cannot use it for their livestock.
A salt storm. I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
Yeah, you're right. But we have had it in my country in the past. You see, what is happening is that 60% of the lake is dried up. The salt is exposed. You can see a ring of salt, quite vast, around the lake. Strong wind will spread it elsewhere. They can travel up to about 500 kilometers.
Right, that's about 300 miles. So tell us, presumably it wouldn't just be Iran affected by this disastrous situation. What other countries would feel the effects of the salt storm?
Well, Iraq and also Turkey, because we have got common boundaries with them. And it has been estimated that 6 to 8 cities will be totally destroyed, covered by layers and layers of salt, plus 4 to 14 million people will have to be displaced to avoid the storm of salt within that region.
What could be done, what is being done right now to fix the problem?
Well, about 1.5 years ago, the parliament decided to take 4 measures. One of them was to transfer water from some of the rivers flowing around Lake Urumqi. The other was to make the clouds rain. The third one was to use a better system of irrigation so that not so much water is used for the farmland. But the way I think is the way out is to use some of the waters stored in the back of the dams and let them flow into the lake itself.
Are you saying that there is fresh water in the back of the dam?
Of course. There are 35 different dams built, and they have all got water. But the water is used now by the Ministry of Energy. It's sold to the farmers. What we say is a portion of that should be allocated for the lake itself to revive it. But no penny has been spent and no drop of water has been delivered to the lake so far.
Professor Esmail Karam, who lectures in environmental studies at the University of Tehran, thanks very much indeed for your time.
You are most welcome, sir.